everyone. Welcome to the Whole Home Podcast, where you can listen to the women of a local church share their lives past and current, all with the aim of seeing and sharing God's faithful presence and work over a span of time. And that work doesn't stop, which if you're familiar with the podcast, you know I've been accumulating some further reflections from the show guests a year or more after their recording. You can check these out on Instagram if you search for the Whole Home Podcast. They will be called Bloom Revisits, remembering that we each have been planted directly in a place by the Lord, and He never fails to work in His people. There will always be hope. There will always be growth. There will always be a flower in bloom. So please do also share the podcast with other women, particularly the women newer to Remnant Church. Listening to the podcast has been for many a great inroad to relationship building and deepening, and I pray it continues to be a blessing to you. And now, before we get started, I just want to say again, this second season's airings may be a little more sporadic than I would like, because having this little baby girl 11 years after my last one is going to launch me into a whole season of unpredictability. But nevertheless, I do hope to call in some more wonderful sisters in Christ to be a guest in the coming months. And speaking of a baby, my guest tonight has many wonderful babies. One who she brought tonight, who may be joining us later, and you'll know if he does, for sure. So now I want to welcome Amanda Reed to the show. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, Laura.
And what is wild is Ava, when she heard that you were coming on, she ran and she dug up these pictures.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at these. Okay, because I said, how long have I known Amanda? Look at you in the corner.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy? That's like 11, 10
years
ago.
Yes, that's little Eleanor.
And yes.
Carrying.
Holding a baby girl then.
Yes.
And then there's another one where Owen is behind Ava's head.
Yeah.
You see him.
He really knows how to hide in a picture. He still does.
Do you think there are like four?
I think probably about to be four.
About to be four.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Because I think he had just turned three when Eleanor was born.
Okay.
And she looks like she maybe is going to be one here.
So long ago.
Yes.
And that is where we met, I think. That was our collaborative homeschoolers group.
Yeah.
That, yeah, basically we would meet weekly. Families like Piles, Washes, Rainies. Who else is in that? Soto?
The Elliots.
Elliots. And, yeah, just some other families. That was such a sweet time.
It was so sweet.
Yeah. And then I feel like we weren't very close at that time, but our friends or our kids definitely interacted week in and week out.
Mm-hmm. I remember picking up Ava.
Uh-huh.
Because I think you had sent a text or something to the group. Maybe you were sick, but you really wanted, and Ava really wanted to be at the event. And I was like, I don't really know them super well. I mean, I know them, obviously.
Yeah.
And I came and picked up little Ava. We went to the little class, and it was so sweet. And
thank
then
you.
I dropped her off.
I don't remember, but thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
Also, before we get into your soil, there are a few things I wanted to say about you, which, I don't know, this is embarrassing, but I'm not trying to embarrass any lady when I say these things. I just feel like it's a good discipline to speak what you see in other ladies, and I'm not very good at that. So this is a effort for me to let others know what they mean to me. So I just wanted to say that you are an example to me of feminine softness. Kind of a funny phrase, but there it is, feminine softness. Mm-hmm. I appreciate and I notice the way you aim to be lovely and modest and raise your girls to be the same. In fact, when you walked in my door tonight, we were just talking about raising our girls to be modest. And your deep love for your family, definitely. And your orientation to building them up with a rich life is very evident to me. And I am very thankful for your easygoing nature. You remind me all the time to just chill out. Like, you never say it, but just you being you. It's like, man, I need to chill out like Amanda.
Man, you were too kind.
And I would be really surprised if you didn't have that effect on a lot of ladies. So
thank you so much.
All right, let's get started, because who knows how long we have before.
Yeah, he might make an appearance.
Baby's crying or something. Yeah. Anyway, so here we go. First question, as we go back to the past, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Michigan, in the Mitten State.
Okay.
Near this part.
She's giving me a lesson on her hand right here.
Yes. Just a small tri-city area, a little town called Auburn, Michigan. That's where I grew up.
How little? Like two restaurants?
Yeah, like stoplight, another stoplight, maybe. Okay. I mean, there's a library and maybe there's like a McDonald's, you know, it's like an exit. You know, you go and kind of get your gas fill up and get your McDonald's or whatever. And there was a high school there. That's where I went to school. But it was more from like outside cities that came to the school, not necessarily all from Auburn.
Outside
it's like like the surrounding bigger cities. Like we were more of a village, country town, like farmland.
What was the biggest city that you guys would go to near you guys?
Saginaw, which is like a little north of Flint, which that is north of Detroit.
Okay.
So we're like just straight up north from that a good ways.
Well, I'm just thinking where I grew up was right in between Sacramento and San Francisco. And like that was like a big deal.
Yeah. Those are like really big cities, I think, compared to what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
These are just like little baby cities.
Yeah. What brought your family there?
Well, my dad grew up in Michigan his whole life. I think he moved like one time, and then my mom moved a lot, but then they ended up in Michigan, and that's where my parents met and got married and then raised their family there.
So how is your dad's accent?
it doesn't sound at all strange to me, I don't think.
Yeah.
They say pop instead of soda, which I have definitely embraced the soda instead of pop.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people tell me that I sound like I'm from way up north, like they think I'm from Minnesota. But I think he just sounds like, I don't know,
yeah.
normal dad voice that I'm used to.
Did you feel like you grew up in a small town? And did you have that thing where you're like, oh, if I could go to the big city, you know?
Yeah, I loved a city. Like when I was younger, especially probably in teenage years, I loved going to Chicago. I went there for like my 16th birthday. My mom and I and some of my friends went there for the weekend. We went to New York City one year, and I just thought it was the coolest thing. So I always had, you know, that it'd be so fun to go live there one day. Mm-hmm. But I'm very thankful that never happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what was a small town actually like growing up? And did you bike everywhere, bus everywhere?
Like— yeah. Well, like summers, we would ride our bikes through the neighborhood, go to parks, and I had a paper route one summer.
Cute.
I did that on a bike. You know, the towns that we lived by had like the movie theater or the mall,
mm-hmm.
But they still were pretty small. They had, or they had like a state fair, county fair, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like these huge events were happening, but they were, you know, it was big in my life, I guess. I didn't know any different, but.
Right. Were you in the same house your whole life?
No, we moved a few times. We moved from one bigger-ish town called Bay City to Auburn when I was younger. And then we stayed in Auburn for the rest of my growing up. But we had two houses in Auburn that we moved to. One was like way out in the country. We had some acres. And there wasn't, it was just like, if you wanted to bike ride, it was just country roads, big ditches.
Awesome.
And then we moved into the town part, and that was really close to, like, my school. I could walk to school and stuff like that.
Okay. So who did you grow up with?
I'm the oldest of three, my sister and my brother. So we spent most of our days together. My sister and I are closest in age. So we grew up, you know, playing and doing those things with our friends in the neighborhood. And then my brother is 7 years younger than me.
Okay.
So he was, you know, the little guy that all my friends were like, he's so cute. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah.
And did you actually let him tag along with you as he grew older?
I think so.
You're like,
I hope I was a nice sister. Probably definitely had our moments. But I was often always, like, busy with other things probably by the time he was really wanting to, like, run after a group of friends. So he probably had his own friends in the neighborhood, cousins that were his age that would come over and tag along and hang out. And I had my school friends or my sports friends and stuff like that.
Yeah. What were your parents' jobs?
Both my parents are teachers.
Oh, I didn't know that. Did I know that? I knew that about your dad.
Yeah.
Not about your mom. Mm-hmm. What do they teach?
My dad has kind of taught an assortment of different things. When I was younger, he taught at a private Catholic school, and he was a gym teacher and a health teacher. and then maybe something else, but I'm not sure. And then he did some other...
That happens with those gym teachers. Yeah. I feel like, let's just throw something random.
Yes, they get to go into all the subjects. And then when I was older, he got a job at the juvenile detention center, and he was the teacher that was responsible for all of the kids that were sent to juvie.
Okay, wow.
So he probably was doing less teaching necessarily of subjects and more just managing and handling attitudes and like making sure people are getting their things done and following the rules, and then trying to implement whatever he could as far as like helping these kids to succeed.
What made him want to pivot to something like that?
I don't know. Wow. I think he was just done with the Catholic school. You know, we had more to our family, my sister and my brother. And, you know, at a certain point, you know, you probably have to say, oh, this is not cutting it. We need to see what else we can do. And he found that job somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did your mom teach?
She went back to school when my brother was young, and she got her teaching degree certificate in English, and I think maybe a minor in history. So she was an English teacher, and she's worked at a few different schools, high school English, I think mainly.
So when you were young, she was home?
Yeah, when I was young, she was home.
Do you have memories of that?
I do. I have memories of our house in Bay City, and we had like a playroom. My sister and I, we were little, so we just shared a room, and we had a big room upstairs, and then we had this playroom, and she had built like a puppet show theater, and
she put on puppet shows
for us. And just, you know, just a little beautiful room with like baby dolls and tea sets and I'm sure messes and things that were not beautiful, but to me, what I remember was just a nice little space, and we had many like Winnie the Pooh parties or like teddy bear picnic parties, things like that. Just like very whimsical Valentine's Day parties with like beautiful dresses and just having fun. I remember those things. Yeah.
Do your parents still live up there?
No, they followed us here down to Richmond a few years ago.
Okay.
Yes, we love it.
You travel up there though sometimes, right? Who are you traveling to
so
see?
So in the summertime, because teachers have the summer off, they still go back up to Michigan, and they have a house near a lake in Michigan. So we go up there to visit them sometimes in the summer. Okay. So they're there for like June, July, a little bit of August.
What do you love about Michigan?
I don't know. I never really felt like this like affection, like I have to stay here in Michigan. I love it so much. I mean, I love the water that Michigan provides. It has many beautiful lakes, especially like the Great Lakes. But in my opinion, it's not consistently warm enough to spend a lot of time at the beach. And you have to drive a good bit. Like where I grew up, it was easily an hour to like any sort of water that I would want to swim in.
Gotcha.
But it is beautiful, and it has very different, just has a lot to explore. The Upper Peninsula is like a whole different state, essentially, that I feel like I know nothing about. And it's just beautiful and really just wild wilderness up there. Not many people live up there. So I would love to maybe explore that if we ever go back in our summer trips. We did a little bit this summer. But yeah, I like Michigan, but I don't miss Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I moved from California, and I remember eating a whole bunch of kinds of foods here on the East Coast I never had before. Is there some just like weird food that is a food you eat up there?
In Michigan?
Uh-huh.
Like Polish food was big where I grew up in Michigan.
Interesting.
Like fish fries. There was a lot of fish fries, a lot of fishing.
Like when I went to visit some family in Wisconsin, there was like cheese curds everywhere. Yeah. And I was like, what are these things? I've never heard of these.
I feel like apples, apple cider. Mm-hmm. Those are very Michigan-y, I feel like. Or like cherries, Michigan cherries. Yeah, that's what comes to mind.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Clearly I may be hungry. I don't know.
Some food that baby
girl's
hungry.
Give my baby some food. So what I'm thinking about now is you as a little kid, though, in school. like if I were to peer in on one of your classes, which kid would you be like little when you're little?
Little.
Not junior high yet or anything like that.
I don't know. I just probably was just quiet. Yeah, probably pretty quiet.
Were you chasing little boys around or digging in the dirt on the side or trying to hang out with the teacher? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that. Probably just playing on the playground, I think, at little age. I don't really have very many memories of that.
Long gone.
Yeah, I think I was just quiet and just kind of, I mean, I had friends. I remember having some friends at that age. But yeah, I don't think I've put much thought into that in a while.
Did you like school? Do you remember that?
I think I did. Yeah. I just was like, did school, and I didn't like love it, didn't hate it. I think I liked it a lot, obviously, young age, like just fun to like make crafts and to sing songs. A lot of my school memories, I feel like, had that in there. Like we did like little Thanksgiving plays and things like
that's
that.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Like Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Were Pilgrim. You ever the turkey?
I was probably just like wearing a grocery paper bag, yes. Like vest with like fringe and
it's
like
a rite of passage.
Like, yeah, something like that.
The grocery. Did you do that to your kids? Did you have them ever cut a bag?
We made like turkey hands and like turkey things, but we never found a Thanksgiving
this
play.
This is your year.
We should. I always say you guys need to put on more productions. There's so many of you. You need to have a play.
Oh man, they'd be so good at it. I'm surprised they don't. Great.
They there was a season where they would put on the Nutcracker, like for 2 months straight, practically just the Christmas holiday. They would just put on the Nutcracker all the time.
Okay, so what about when your sister got to school? Was that a thing where you guys connected and then you felt like this is me and my sister and we do all this stuff together? Or did you guys kind of stay separate in your schooling experience?
We went to the same school. I remember when she was like just starting out when I was in maybe second or third grade. Mm-hmm. At that point, we were at a Lutheran school that was really close to our house. And I don't think she liked school very much from what I remember. I think it was just very easy for me. It was easy for me to follow the rules and do what I needed to do. Not saying that wasn't easy for her, but my school experience from what I remember is just, it was just, yep, did this and now I'm done. And she went to that school with me and then she stayed there and then she went to another school while I went off to a different middle school at some point. Mm-hmm. Because the school I went to was very small, like, 5 kids maybe in a class.
Yeah. Is this the part where you were getting into sports and activities and all that kind of stuff? Your mom was still at home?
Yes. So from a young age, both my sister and I, we played softball. I want to say maybe I was like 6 or 7, but my dad always was playing on a summer softball league, so we were around that a lot. And then when I was at the private Lutheran school that we went to, they needed all the kids to play all the sports because there wasn't enough of us. So like things like soccer, it was like co-ed up into a certain age because they just didn't have the numbers. So we did all the things. We ran track and played basketball, and I was probably terrible at some of them and better at some of them. But it was just more fun experience, keep busy.
Did your parents choose a Lutheran school or a Catholic school because that was important to them in particular, or just because it was close?
I think both. I think the fact that it was close was a big bonus, and we didn't have to be on the bus very long, if at all. But if we wanted to ride the bus, we could ride the bus. And then, yeah, I think the idea of having their kids in a school that was going to talk about God and plant those seeds was really important to them.
Did your family go to church?
We did, yeah. We went to mainly just one church my whole life. I know when I was younger, we went to a different church, but then I don't know what age it was. We went to the church that I grew up in my whole life.
What was your memories of going there? Was it just also something you did, or did you like going?
Yeah, I liked going to church. No, I did like going to church. I wasn't like super involved in everything. You know, like I wasn't always going to youth group events or church camp. Things like that, unless it was the season where I wanted to or I could. But I liked going to Sunday morning church with my family.
How did faith feed into your like family life at home?
I mean, I think I just knew that we were Christian people, you know. Mm-hmm. My parents talked about God, talked about Jesus. We read the Bible. My mom always read us Bible stories. We sang songs about God. My mom was always singing. I think, yeah, now that I'm like talking about this, my mom was always singing songs that were about how God loves us and how Jesus died for us and loves us. And it was just there. So I didn't ever like not know about Jesus.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it just grew over time. And then as I was older and realizing you need to take your faith, like be responsible for it and take it, the accountability, I just truly gave my life to Christ. And like, I'm sure my church was probably like the church where it was like, we kind of like raise your hand if you want Jesus to be Lord of your life and in your heart. So we prayed the prayer, and that was my journey. It just was like, it felt just like a natural progression of all the things that I knew, all the things that I've been around in my life. And like, okay, now I want, like, I understand. So now I'm like claiming it for my own heart personally.
Is there anyone that you can remember since you were at that church so long that you were particularly close to or had an influence on your life?
Not particularly. I mean, I loved doing like the kids production shows that we had when I was like younger, like middle school, I think age junior high. So I really enjoyed like the choir director that was there. She was very kind and just...
Ooh, what would you sing?
It was a big church. So we would put on like these big productions where we would spend October to December rehearsing, and that we'd get like the CD to take home and practice.
Yes.
And we'd have like just... It was intense. I mean, not like crazy, like strobe lights and things like that, but there was a lot of preparation.
Were
to
you
go
any
into
good?
It.
Did you get any like star parts?
I would never wanted to have like a speaking part ever. Okay. That would not be what I would ever want. I always wanted to sing a solo. Always.
Oh my goodness.
Even I don't know why, because I was a very shy kid.
Okay.
And just quiet, like maybe not even shy. I just was quiet. I didn't always like join in the conversation. So, but I always wanted a solo. So I'd audition for a solo or some sort of singing performance. And sometimes I would get one, sometimes I didn't. And I do remember though, for the Christmas one, I got a solo. And it was another girl. She had the solo and I had the solo for a different part. But then when it got to me, I literally just sang the same thing that she just sang. And I was like, so I think sometimes I have nightmares. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. I just forget everything.
Yeah.
But no one would have known. Only I knew because I was the one saying the wrong words.
That is very funny. Yeah, it just sounded like a repeat of something important to say, maybe.
And it, you know, it was important.
So do you think you liked music because of your mom? You said she was always singing?
Yeah, I think so.
We just overflowed.
We loved watching movies with music in it, and she was just always singing.
Did she do choir or anything like that ever?
She probably did. Like in high school, she was probably in choir or took a choir class. Mm-hmm. I know she sang in church, but I don't know. She just loved to sing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we watched all the musicals, and it just was fun. It was just a good way to, I don't know, just have a fun time. And
yeah,
it was just singing about good things mostly. So
yeah, or just sweet. Share together. I feel like if everyone in your family knows a song,
yeah,
it's easy to jump in. Do you do that in your household? Are you the singing mother?
Sometimes.
Is that how you wake everyone up in the morning?
Sometimes I do find myself singing, like I'll put the music on in the kitchen and I'll be singing, and I love that. Sometimes though, I use singing as a way to not get angry.
True. Very true.
I don't know if my family likes that or if they're annoyed by that.
So how were you in middle school, junior high school years? Did you have an awkward phase where you're like the cool kid? What were you like?
Yeah, I was not like in the popular crowd for sure. I mean, I had good friends though. I had good friends that I hung out with at lunch, or we had classes together. I was into volleyball and softball, maybe not junior high, but in high school, those are the two sports that I played. And then I did play softball still, but that was like in the summertime, not necessarily with school friends. So yeah, I just kind of, I knew a lot of people and very friendly, but I just had a small select group of friends that I would spend time with.
Were you a studious person, or would you do bare minimum?
I think I just was a bare minimum person. Yeah. Didn't really like excel, like straight A's, but I was getting like B's probably.
I was going to say, was that important to your parents? Some families, it's like really important what grades their kids get. And
yeah, I mean, I think they just wanted me to put forth good effort, try, not procrastinate, which I probably procrastinated a little bit more. I mean, I still procrastinate to this day. But yeah, it was important to them because I think, you know, you want to see your kids working hard and doing what is right, or and learning when they make mistakes, or like, oh, I really should have not put that paper off till the night before, you know. So it was important to them because it's a big life lesson. But it wasn't like a huge like sore spot where they were like, you need to like make the honor roll, or you need to ace this. You know, it wasn't like that important where other things weren't allowed to be happening in our lives.
So how much were you around like extended family growing up?
No, I was around my dad's family and my mom's family quite a bit. My mom and dad both come from pretty big families. My dad's one of six. My mom's one of seven. And they all were pretty local for the most part. I have one uncle that lives here in Virginia. And then that's on my mom's side. And my dad's side, I had a few relatives that like lived in Alaska and Tennessee, but you know, we would congregate often, like holidays and stuff. But every birthday of a grandchild or of an aunt or uncle and my dad's side of the family, we would go and celebrate at his parents' house, and she'd make us all cake and ice cream, and everyone would like pass around presents to the birthday child or even adult. And that was really sweet. I wasn't like super close with all of my cousins on that side because a lot of them were way older than me, since my dad's kind of more towards the baby of the family. But it was still just great to see my aunts and uncles and my grandparents a lot.
Yeah. So most of that family was from there from a long time back. Did they have like a culture of like, we've been here for generations or anything like that?
I don't know if they were, honestly.
Okay.
My dad's parents, my grandma, so his mom is Italian, and I think her parents came from Italy. I could be getting this wrong. I don't remember, but she's very Italian. Okay. Like, she's just like, you walk into her house and she would just feed you.
That's
and
fun.
Just give you food.
What did you call her?
I just called her Grandma Elliot. Okay. I called both my grandparents, like, well, probably to their face, just Grandma and Grandpa. But when I would speak of them, I'd say, my Grandma Vite or my Grandma Elliot. Mm-hmm. I didn't have, like, another name, like, oh no, that's not my grandma, that's my Nana or whatever. I didn't have that.
Italian, that's so fun. Those are the little details that not everyone gets an Italian grandma.
Yes.
My goodness. That's fun.
She was fun.
So in your family, what are, just before we move on to fun high school and all that, just a little bit more of the culture. Did you guys have like trips that you would do every year? Did you have other special things to connect you guys together?
Yeah, we would take a family vacation, you know, as I think once a year at least. It wasn't probably always the easiest. I mean, both my parents were teachers, and really my mom wasn't even earning a salary until I was probably well into middle school, I want to say. So my dad's teaching salary, so didn't go on elaborate trips, but we went to Virginia a lot.
Because
my mom's brother lives here, and they're the closest. She's the first, and then he was the second in their family, and he lives up in Northern Neck in Colonial Beach. So we would come to Virginia at least once a year, if not more. So I grew up going to D.C. a lot, and just like Fredericksburg was a big deal. We would go to Fredericksburg a lot. I remember going to the Fredericksburg Mall, I believe. And my Aunt Melody She was like, you have to try this dipping sauce at this restaurant. Mm-hmm. And it was the Chick-fil-A sauce. And it was where they started it, like with just like the little pump. And it was only at that Whoa. Chick-fil-A in the Fredericksburg area. So I feel like I've kind of always
That's funny.
Had a little bit of Virginia in me because I visited so often. Mm-hmm. And then we would go to Florida a lot also, go camping and then do like one day at Disney. So we would camp somewhere like on the ocean somewhere, and then we'd make our last day probably like a Disney day. We'd get there really early, park, and do a full day at Disney. And then that was probably like in the springtime or like the late winter when it was still really cold in Michigan.
Yeah, so fun. All right. What did you want to be when you grew up?
I don't know. I mean, I probably had a lot of wild, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be a famous singer, you know, like when I was younger, that kind of thing. I probably said I want to be a teacher or, I don't know, a doctor, just like all the list that you say when you're 3, 4, and 5. And then when I got older, I wanted to design clothes. And
did you like to draw?
I just liked pretty things. Mm-hmm. You know, I like pretty things. I like color.
And you wouldn't necessarily draw, you would just dress yourself?
Yes, I had a lot of fun dressing myself. I would sometimes sketch or draw because I took some art classes. But yeah, it was just fun to just play with. But I wasn't like super serious about it. It was just, I don't know, it just was super fun to think about or to imagine. And then when I got into college and I did that, I think I started off, I don't even remember actually, Laura, but I did so many different classes in college. I had no idea what I really wanted to do. I did some sort of like phys ed, like where I would be like a therapist, like a physical therapist, or I did a lot of art classes. I did business classes. And then I think that's where I ended, was with business classes. And I was focusing on fashion marketing, and I had like this program I was in. So
that sounds a lot like me.
Like just all over the place.
When I look back, I'm like, why did I take that random like criminology? I'm like, what was that? I don't even know why I took that in college.
Because it just sounds exciting at the time, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. You got to take so many credits or whatever. Yeah. Okay. So did you work?
I did. I had got my first job, like, I think maybe my senior year, I got a job in the mall at like a little boutique fashion clothing shop. I think it was called Vanity.
Okay.
Yep. Vanity. I worked there, and I kind of worked there for a long time on and off.
Were you at the cashier spot or the changing spot?
It was kind of just like everything. There was only like one other person maybe that you'd work with on your shift. So you were selling things, trying to get people to try on the new jeans or whatever it was. And then after I graduated, goodness, I can't remember if it was right after I graduated or a year after I graduated, but somewhere in there, I did an internship at Disney. So I worked there.
I did not know this.
Yes.
Singing? Were you singing?
No, I was not singing. Nothing at all spectacular. I worked in just merchandise.
Okay.
But I did get to wear fun costumes and work in all the different areas. So it was very fun.
Was that your motivation? The fun costumes?
I just love Disney World.
Yeah.
I really do. I don't love it as much anymore, but it was just so fun.
You're missing a little bit of the story. So clearly you moved out, right?
I mean. Yeah. Well, yes. Well, because I moved out because I moved to Florida for the internship.
Yeah.
So I moved out. It was just like 6 months or something.
Okay.
So I think that was 2 years after I graduated, but I've had like little jobs, and then I had that, and then I went back to those little jobs. I think after that is what I was trying to work out.
Okay. That sounds so like fantastical. Mom, Dad, I'm going to Disney.
It was fun. It was, you know, they paid you, and not like a lot, but they paid you, and they provided housing for you, which was like the clincher, because I would have felt very nervous to go out and like get housing by myself or to meet new people.
That's so adventurous. I don't know. I'm kind of, my mind is like, wow.
I think my mind kind of was well also. I remember being in line with my mom and she's like helping walk me through the orientation of like getting there. And in my mind, I think we both were just like, you're what are you doing?
Yeah.
But it felt safe. It felt like a good opportunity to do something that I needed to like, you know, work out becoming an adult.
Yeah. So did you see like an ad on TV or a flyer? Like, I don't think that would even be in my mind.
Yeah.
Like to go do that.
So they recruit on college campuses.
Okay.
I don't know what they still do, but they recruit on college campuses and they just try to get college age students that like either don't know what they really want to do yet and like they're okay with taking some time off school, or they have a very, you know, narrow path of like what they want to do. Like they're very planned and they say this is a great entry and internship that could lead to potential more advanced internships. So yeah, they just and then after I did that internship and I went back to school, I was a recruiter for Disney to send other college students there.
Okay.
Which was great also.
So listening to you talk, I'm getting a sense that you are a really social person.
I'm like a mixture. I don't know. Yeah. I definitely have grown
like maybe into quiet, being, but still social.
Yeah.
Very social.
Yes. I don't feel awkward in social settings all the time, sometimes, but I don't always vocalize anything. I just kind of like to listen a little bit. So things like interviews and doing that isn't like super easy for me, but I have learned to just something you have to do.
Yeah. Did you grow up having company over or was your home pretty
quiet? We had company over a lot, especially when we were younger, I feel like, and especially like holiday times or any kind of celebration, birthdays, things like that. I remember my parents celebrated really well. My mom's side of the family is really big, and so is my dad's side. So we had a lot of Thanksgiving celebrations, just Sunday dinners, like at my mom's parents, so my grandparents. So yeah, there was always a crowd. We didn't always maybe like host like our friends over for dinner like on a Tuesday night, but sometimes, or we would meet up with people or play some sports together, things like that.
Are you a lot like your mom if you're both the oldest and oldest girls?
Probably. Yeah, we are very similar. I think I'm a little more like, I'm not like free spirited, but like I'm okay without a plan sometimes. Like, that's not necessarily great because a lot of things in my life I need a plan for.
Yeah.
And my mom is too, I think. But I think she would definitely say I would desire to have a plan or like know exactly. But yeah, we're very similar.
Were you dating anybody at this time? It sounds like you're pretty free at this college age or after high school age to just kind of do what you wanted to do.
Yeah. So after high school, so I think I graduated from high school and then I did a year of college, if I'm remembering correctly, before I did the Disney thing. I played volleyball in college for 1 year and then I was like, something else has got to happen. So I did the internship and I had met Shane right before the internship happened. So we started dating that summer and then I like left literally like 2 months later. So we kind of did the long term or long distance dating for a little bit.
And pretty quickly, did you think this was going somewhere or were you not even having that mindset?
Yeah, really, very quickly, I think we knew that.
What's your love story?
This is so awkward. This is, man, it feels like forever ago.
It was, kind of.
I know, it really was. So we met, we both were volunteering at this summer camp that our church was hosting, and we learned we had some mutual friends. That's how we met. And
so he was at your church, but you did not know him.
He went to my church, and I don't want to botch this, but like maybe just he was like newer, or he'd only go with like a friend that he knew that was going. So maybe he didn't always go. But he will probably say he knew me before I knew him.
Okay.
Because we had some similar friends, and I probably just wasn't aware or paying attention. But yeah, we met and I went to Disney and we just...
Well, hold on. How did he get your attention? Or
Yeah.
Somehow he did.
He was just, yeah, we just realized, oh, we know the same people. And we were like doing this camp together. So we kind of saw each other a lot. And he just was fun and easy to like chat with. And just, he just was fun. He made me laugh and really easy to hang out and just like learn to get to know and like let my guard down, mm-hmm. I guess. I feel like this is very awkward. So yeah, that's how we met.
Sweet. And so you stayed in touch?
Oh, we were definitely still like dating when we went to Disney for sure. And we talked on the phone so much. I remember like one time I had to be to work really early. And I felt like we talked on the phone all night long. And then we were talking and he was like talking to me as I was going up to work. And I was just big eyeball trying to stay awake because we had been on the phone all night. And he would send me like letters in the mail there. What? He sent me mixed CDs.
Oh my goodness. So you had a CD player?
Yes.
That's fun. Do you still have them?
I do. Yeah. Well, he has them tucked away. Like, because he, when we were first starting to date, he had his car, and in the backseat of his car were just, I don't know, I want to say like, at least 7 of those big CD binders.
Yes.
And they just filled to the brim. And he would know exactly which binder and like what area of the like front or back or middle. And he would know what CD he was looking for. And he would just be constantly getting new CDs or like asking me to go grab the purple one and then flip towards the back and like the third one down on the left. So music was really important to him. So he loved making me mix CDs.
Did you get music that you liked or music that he liked he wanted you to like?
I think both, but definitely more like what he liked but thought that I would like.
Uh-huh. So did you guys go to concerts together and things like that?
We did. Yeah. We went to, oh my gosh, I can't remember the name of it now. It's not Cornerstone because that's like the Christian version of this.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. It's going to bother me.
So Christian music. He was into Christian.
I mean, yeah, all music. He loved all music.
Okay. I have a lot of fond memories of CDs with Ryan, Best Buy.
Yep. I mean, we would go to Best Buy all the time.
Just thumbing through the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just would love to do that. And I wouldn't hate it. And I would just like, and I loved music too, but we had wildly different tastes in music. So I just would like watch and like, oh, what's this all about? And he'd be like, oh, that's like some screaming music. You probably wouldn't like that. And then I'd be like, oh, what about this? I was like, yeah, you'd probably like that one. So
were you like a pop girl, country?
Probably.
Music?
Yeah. Just terrible pop music.
I feel like in the high school years, like I would even have people like Celine Dion.
Yep. I had all the Celine Dion CDs.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. So now you're dating. It sounds like you really like this person. Is that something that you take seriously, or are you more just kind of, like you said, just living day to day, not necessarily trying to make any significant plans or anything like that for the future?
I think in my head, both. Mm-hmm. I think both. Just enjoying the day to day and like the exciting like development that it was, but then also knowing that this was going to be going somewhere and that I wanted it to be going somewhere.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So your family knows him at this point? So kind of like brought home and, or did you guys kind of have a relationship separate?
No, they all got to meet him. I remember they went to dinner or something, lunch with Shane when I was in Florida. He hung out with them, trying to get to know them and build some relationships with them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we were young, too, and, I don't know, first serious dating. So it was just new, just hard to navigate, probably. And maybe we would have done different. I don't know.
Did you get engaged pretty early? Did you date a long time?
No, we dated for a good while. He proposed to me on my birthday, my 21st birthday. And I'm trying to think, we got married that's in November, and we got married early June. So I think we dated, including engagement, for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm. In Florida is where you were married?
Nope, in Michigan. So So my Florida internship was like 6 months or so. And then I got back to Michigan, went back into school, back at working at Vanity. I think I worked at like Macy's and some other like little odds and end jobs as well.
What was your wedding like?
It was outside and it was very hot. And in Michigan, it doesn't usually get to be over 90 very many days, but that was one of the days. And the night before, like after the rehearsal dinner and stuff that night, or maybe even early that morning, there was a tornado that touched down.
What?
And we got married in a garden, and it was in that area that the tornado went through, and it was a little disheveled looking. The beautiful peonies that were in bloom kind of were like drooping a little bit. But I remember my parents went there early and tried to clean up as much as they could. Mm-hmm. And it was very sweet of them. But I don't think at that point I was even worried about it.
Yeah. Was it a big deal to them to marry off their first girl?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yes. We have a video and my dad was just so nervous and he just kept moving the way he was holding my hand or like taking my arm to walk me down the aisle and he just didn't know what to do and he was very nervous. And it's funny to record this now because my parents just married off my brother or whatever. My brother just got married last weekend and I think it was a lot more like they could breathe a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. Just wasn't as not that ours was stressful, but, you know, just, like, they had never walked through it before.
For sure.
So now they have walked through it, and they, like, not as nervous, just, like, more calm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did the future hold for you two? What was life like?
What was life like? Well, he was working at Jimmy John's, and I was in school and working at Vanity still. And I think I was like maybe an assistant manager at that point. And we just were, I don't know, we just, like I said, we just were like every day, just we just took day by day. Like we weren't like super planning for the future, like what that was going to look like. We had goals and aspirations, obviously, but it was just more like enjoying each other in that moment and that day. And it was just fun. It was just really, it felt so cool to like be able to go home with him and stay there. And we just really enjoyed it and just hung out. We stayed up probably way too late all the time. But then we also had responsibilities and we did those well too.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So years go by. Was there any like significant things that happened in your life or changes, or how did you get to where you guys are now?
Well, we found out we were pregnant with Owen in like March of 2009, if that's correct. Yes, we got married in the summer of 2008. And then that March, we found out we were pregnant with Owen. And I don't know. It just seems like it's all been kind of go, go, go since then. But we knew we wanted to have a family at some point. But honestly, when we first got married, we were like, who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll have a kid. Maybe we won't.
Yeah.
And we just were like, we just enjoyed being together. We just wanted to spend time together. And like, honestly, I was like, I don't really want to share you. But now like thinking and saying that out loud now, and I'm like, oh my gosh, praise the Lord. that was not our path, because children are amazing. And it's only grown us so significantly. But we had Owen. And then very short time later, we had Henry. And then Shane and I thought, maybe we should move. So we looked into all the spots available, like what's opened in Jimmy John's. Because at that time, he was working for Jimmy John's corporate. Whereas when I first started dating him, he was just a delivery driver working in Bay City, Michigan. So he has definitely just worked and worked and worked and taken step by step to the job he has now, which is amazing. And I'm so proud of him.
Did you quit your job at when you had Owen or Henry?
Yes. So after I had Owen, I went back for like, I think a weekend.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
And then I tried to do a few little things that I could take Owen with me and things like that. I worked at my mom's school for like a hot minute and I was able to take him, and I just basically helped during lunchtime duties, things like that.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I'm so glad I was able to see that. And that was like a very easy choice for me. I was like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. Why am I here? I don't want my baby to be somewhere else. And I laugh now because I'm like, I didn't know what I wanted to do going to school. I had no real like direction. Everything sounded wonderful, but I had no real direction. And then I had Owen and I was like, oh, that's it. That's right. What my direction is. So we had Owen and then we had Henry. We moved to Virginia shortly after Henry was born. And yeah.
Near your uncle?
So we moved to Richmond.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. We picked Virginia because I was familiar with it. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was someplace I somewhat knew. And I knew my parents would be familiar with visiting and more comfortable with visiting. And it wasn't super far in terms of the other locations we were thinking about, like Texas and things like that. So it was an easy decision, but hard because this was like the first real time, like really moving far away with like yeah. no real intent to come back.
How did you guys go about picking a home and all of that? Did you just do it when you got here?
So we came down like a month maybe before we were supposed to be here. And I remember we came into Richmond and my family who lives in Virginia in Colonial Beach, my cousin who's the same age as me, he's like, I'll drive you and we'll go look around at some places. And they were like, are you sure you guys want to move to Richmond?
Yeah.
And they were like really kind of not sure why we were doing this because, yeah. you know, Richmond kind of had this bad rap, even though it was getting better probably around then. But we were like, yeah, we're going to do it. And again, I loved a big city, and this isn't like a huge city, but right. compared to where I was from, this was a big city. And we just fell in love with it. We thought it was so great. And we moved down here, I think, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be, I'm trying to think what year I would have met you. I wouldn't have met you right away.
I don't think so.
Did you guys jump into
Remnant? We went to
Remnant,
I want to say early fall of 2012. And I remember meeting Jess and Brie Heerholzer. Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah, it had to have been fall because I was then pregnant with Eleanor and she was pregnant with Levi.
Mm-hmm.
But you were probably there.
Yeah,
I just
definitely.
Don't remember meeting you quite then. I do
Isn't
remember.
Isn't that funny
yes.
how that happened? I know you now. Okay, so you're here, you're working. Did you move to Church Hill? Is that where you moved?
We lived like way out by Short Pump.
Well, I'm going to ask you about how you got to Remnant
okay.
in the next episode.
Okay.
But maybe not, because it's part of your story, right? I mean, maybe just share it.
Yeah. When we moved, so when we first got married, right, so finding a church was really difficult in Michigan. We went to the church that I grew up in for a little bit, but then we kind of moved around in Michigan a little bit because he got the Jimmy Dines corporate job. So we had to move to the Detroit area.
Mm-hmm.
And finding a church was just really difficult. So when we moved here to Richmond, we knew we really, really, really needed to find a church. And my husband's best friends, they went they'd still go to an Acts 29 church in Kentucky. It might not be an Acts 29 church anymore. I'm not sure. But at the time it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Sojourn. And Shane, every time he went there, he just loved it so much. She just felt like the people were great, just like the idea of community and just the preaching of the gospel was so great, so wonderful. So when we moved to Richmond, we were like, we need to find a church. So yeah. we went to one other church way out by us in the West End by Short Pump, and it was fine, but it was not what we were looking for. And then we went to Remnant, and it was exactly what Shane was looking for.
Awesome.
And I was didn't hate it, but I was very much like, this is not what I'm used to.
Right.
So, but it was just exactly what we needed. And I'm so glad we found it.
And you did end up moving after being here a few years again.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. So we were here for, I think, 4 years. And then after we had Posey, our fourth baby, we were like, maybe we should go back home to Michigan. We just felt like this draw to be closer to our families again. So we went back. We went back home and we were there for, I think, 4 years as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. It was what we did and we made the best of it. But as soon as we got back, we were like, we miss remnant. It wasn't necessarily Richmond that we missed, although we did miss Richmond. We missed remnant and the culture that remnant had. So we knew we wanted to come back to Richmond eventually, but we kind of were thinking it'll be when our kids are older. And then it just happened quicker than we thought. Mm-hmm. So we came back in 2019.
And then you brought family with you.
And then, yep, my brother moved down with us that same week, essentially. And he lived with us for like a few weeks. And then he is now in Nova area. And then that fall, my parents purchased a house in Fulton Hill. Yeah, Fulton Hill, kind of by Churchill. Mm-hmm. And they knew they weren't going to be like living there for forever, but that was their house for them to live in when they came to visit us. And that at the time, their plan was to probably spend summers here since they both were teaching mm-hmm. in Michigan. And then 2020 happened. And then they were like, we're done teaching.
Yeah.
At least my dad was. He was done. He retired. And they decided to move here full time. And they bought it. They sold that house and bought a house in Forest Hill. And my mom got a full time teaching job here in Richmond.
So awesome. There's so many people with that testimony, I feel like, at Remnant.
Yeah.
And do your parents attend Remnant?
They do. So they started going to Remnant. They would go with us, you know, when they would visit. And then when they moved down here full time, that was the first thing they did was to find a church. So they checked out, I believe, one or two churches. And then they just were like, why aren't we just going to give Remnant a chance? They've already been there a few times. Our mm-hmm. family goes there. So they went to Midtown. It's a little closer to them. And I think it'll be over 3 years. And they plugged into a community group. And they've been doing great. They love it. And they just became members last month, actually, like officially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, awesome. They went up on stage.
I was in the kids. I didn't
yes,
see.
They went up on stage. They're like, so cool. Oh, it was really great.
That's precious for even your kids.
It's very great.
So going from if we have kids, we have kids, to as many as you have.
Yes.
Was there a consciousness to this, or just, again, whatever God does, he does?
I think, I think whatever God does, he does. Mm-hmm. I don't say that meaning like we were like, just whatever, we'll mm-hmm. have as many children, we'll just never think about it. There was definitely seasons where we were like, should we have another kid? Are we having, like, what? And then God gave us another kid. We have said a few different times that we were done having more children, and then God had other plans for us. So for a season there, it was kind of like the joke, like, oh yeah, they say they're going to be done and they're not. But what God has for you is just infinitely better than we ever could have thought ourselves. Because if we would have had that same mentality when we were of our 19, 20-year-old selves of mm-hmm. never having children, I mean, God would still be good and my life would still be wonderful with Shane.
Right.
But I'm so glad that God had a different plan for us and gave us all these amazing children to bring up, to love.
Yeah. And kind of like, I think what you said just really stood out to me when you had Owen, you said, oh, this is it. I don't know, that seems pretty powerful. Even if it was just a small, this is it.
Yeah. It was just like, I don't know, it just felt like the most natural and normal thing. And I mean, not that I had all the answers, you know, like I definitely needed to like learn and grow as a mom, but it just was like, my whole heart is right here, mm-hmm. an extension of myself and of Shane and our love and just a gift from God. And I don't want to be anywhere else mm-hmm. except for right here. And then that also helped play into our decision to homeschool, because really very early on, before Owen was even of school age, we were having these conversations about homeschooling. And there were different reasons why we wanted to homeschool. One of them was, like, for Shane personally, he had a really hard, he had a harder time in school. He did not like it. It was not a good experience. So he wanted to kind of like shelter or protect our kids from that a little bit. And again, I wasn't like super in love with school. I didn't hate it, but And so I was like, okay, that's great. And then when we had Owen and then we started thinking about schooling, I was like, well, I don't want to be away from him. And
right.
I don't want to send him off to school. I want to be with him. So it was just like this progression that kept on going. And then, oh, we have Owen. Should we have another baby? And it's like, how could we love another baby? And then as soon as Henry came, we're like, yeah. Oh my gosh. Like, of course. Like, where has he been this whole time? And then, so after we had that initial, like, I think every parent goes through that, where how could I love another child as much as I love my first one? Then it was like, well, we know for sure we can love all of the children right. that we have as much as we did our first, because they're just, you just can't explain it. You just do. Your heart grows and multiplies. There's just more of it to give.
Right. I can't remember which one of my kids asked that, but apparently we're pregnant with Evelyn. One of them did ask that, like, something about that.
Yeah.
How can you?
Yeah.
Like, well, or just maybe it was on their mind a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. will you love us less? Mm. You know?
Yeah.
And then you get to say, no way.
Right.
Not yes. even close.
Exactly.
This might be hard. Do your best. Name three people who impacted you in your life and why.
Gosh.
Almost the finish line.
Only three people. Well, I'll pick my mom, because I feel like all moms are an impact. They have an impact on their children's lives. And she's wonderful, and she has pointed me towards Jesus my whole life, and has always encouraged and, you know, just loved me throughout everything. I'm going to pick Shane. He has made my life so full of love and joy and adventure, and I'm just so glad I get to do this life with him. And then I'm just going to pick Owen because he was, you know, he's my first, my oldest. And he, like, having him just woke me up to motherhood and how good it is. Also just like how much, like, we need Jesus. And not that other people in your life don't, but something about having kids just like really opens your eyes up to like, oh my gosh, wow.
Yep.
But in such a good way, not in like, this is like, let me go back or whatever. It's just such a good way where it's like you want to keep becoming sanctified.
Yeah. So two more questions. One, let's see, how do I want to say this? I'm not saying that you look back without a heart of gratitude. You don't do that. But looking back, is there something you appreciate now that maybe you didn't have eyes to see about your life that you can just say, thank you, God? But maybe at the time you wouldn't really thought much about it.
I probably took for granted a lot of things. I guess I don't know how to say this, I guess, but so I was the oldest, and I wish my sister and I were better friends when we were younger. And I don't think I realized that until I was older. Mm. And I thought we were horrible friends, but we were, you know, we were sisters that like fought, or just like we had our good moments, obviously. But then I feel like there was like a shift where we just lived in the same house and we didn't really get along all the time, or just not as much as I wish we would have, you know, like just like staying up late and talking or just sharing life together. So I think I regret not like fully being a better sister, or I wish I was a better sister, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And to my brother as well. But I think my sister and I were so close in age. That's the, like, what I think of. I just wish I was like a better sister probably to her.
Anything you would tell your younger self?
I think I would tell my younger self that, like, it's okay to like admit that you made a mistake, or that like you did something wrong, I guess. Like, I was very much a people pleaser.
Mm.
So I would tell my younger self that like you can learn a lot from your mistakes and your failures, and it's not bad. It's a good thing.
Yeah. All right, Amanda, as we close, is there a woman in our church family that you would just like to honor and pray for? Someone that's meant something to you, that you've just witnessed Christ-like character from, that's impacted your life?
Yes. Okay, the woman I chose is someone I've already talked about a lot tonight. My mom, Christy Elliott. She, like I said, they go to Remnant, and they've been going for a few years now, and they just officially became members. And if it was really special to see them, and just kind of reminded me and opened my eyes to just the blessing that I get to have in my mom coming to church with us. You know, not only being a Christian woman and a great example in my life, but now she's like in my church community, which is so special. And I just love it so much. So
would you pray for her?
Yes. Dear Father, I just thank you so much for the woman that you made my mom. I just thank you for her steadfastness in my life and her love for me. I thank you for her eagerness to be present, to be a part of my life, and not just my life, but my husband's life and my children's life. I thank you so much that she loves you and that she walks with you and that we get to walk together side by side and learn from each other at this stage in our lives, that we are just good friends and that we have each other to grow in different seasons that we're in. Father, I thank you for her, and I thank you for the prayer that she always prays over me and my family most every time that she sees me. And Lord, I pray for her now. I pray that the Lord will bless her and keep her. May the Lord make his face shine upon her and be gracious to her. May the Lord look with favor on her, and that the Lord gives her peace. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Home Podcast, a podcast that displays the unity of sisters in the local church and the way God so wonderfully gives us to each other in our uniqueness and in our sameness for his glory. The stories we share weave together as one grand testimony to the work of Christ and his faithful presence in the garden of our lives. Remember, the master gardener is always at work, so let's yield to him and grow where we're planting.